There, where I got that thing. I'm having a lot of trouble with that, twisting that tape around so I can get it running on that opposite side. I hope you don't have as much trouble as I do, because I'm old Butterfingers himself. We had some of the goodies you sent me tonight. We had a pudding, jello pudding, chocolate and strawberry. I made two packs and I put them together, and we had a fella come in from Saigon working on the telephones, and kind of a uninvited guest, so to speak. So we sat down. Tonight we had fish and chips, and I had this pudding. But I made a secret pie, a banana cream pie that you sent. And come in. Ed just came in and brought me another magazine. Talking about this fellow, he works for the PTT, whatever that is, the telephone and telegraph company, Pacific. And they were installing a telephone system in each province headquarters throughout the country. Well, they got millions of dollars worth of gear out to in these provinces. They put in switchboards and they're putting in a dialing system. So most of the provinces, like ours, is not too big, and I think there's only 30 phones that go on it, but he's got enough for 300 outlets. So he asked us to make our request for the number of phones we needed. The fellow that was here before, named Hank, and by golly, then he got called back. He got slowed up on his work here, went back, so the contract run out, and Hank went and worked for somebody else, or he's gone back states to get his wife, and he's coming back and working for somebody else, and this guy come up just to pick up the tools, and he says that in every province where they have these, he said they're just going to have to leave it there and drop it. Millions of dollars worth of telephone equipment installed. There's a switchboard, and they have to drop it because they haven't got the men to work on it, haven't got the contract, and they can't get the Filipinos who work with them and do the lineman work and so forth. They can't get them to come out into the provinces. So he come out just to pick up the tools that they brought out to work with, and they're going to ship them all back. So they'll pull out and they'll leave this gear here for about 2 years. Then somebody will pick it up and they'll come out again and try and install these dial telephone system. It's what a great waste that goes on, and Uncle Sam has to pay for. And it's almost unbelievable to see things like this happen, but this is where the taxpayers' money goes. It ain't my little salary, Lou, that's knocking you stiff. It's this billions of dollars worth of equipment that's coming out here and being wasted without getting anything returned for your money. It's an amazing thing. This goes on all the time, these kind of half-baked projects. And all the big wheelers and dealers down in Saigon, they have to make these decisions. And, of course, it has to go back to Washington to see what priority has been placed on what job, and so it doesn't, a guy like me sits here and looks at it. I don't know whether it's being efficiently handled or whether it's just being thrown away. I don't know whether they're going to lose it. It all belongs to the GVN already, but I don't think the old Vietnamese are going to pay for it. They might be indebted to the United States for it, but I think what happens then, they'll get mad after about 10 years after they get on their feet, and they won't want to have anything to do with the United States, because they'll say the CIA is trying to run their politics for them or something like that. I'm not usually a griper, and these things that I don't know anything about, it's not a good not good for me to make any statements about, because I don't know whether it's right or wrong. As I say, I know it's it doesn't seem right, but we do the same thing, I guess. I found out that I could get some cement. We never was able to get any cement for our own outfit, so I put in a requisition for 500 bags of cement. And by golly, they're sending it to me. I've got about 300 already. And there's all kinds of stuff here, though, if you just know who to go see to get it. I think one of the big problems is shipping it. When what they call the logistics chain, they just can't get it out on the runway and get it aboard a plane before somebody takes off with it, a lot of it, and they might take off with it because there is not enough Americans to go around to follow it clear down to the plane. Well, I think I've talked about that before, but since I'm not going to write a book on it, I won't comment on it anymore. But this all goes on now and then, and we see it. And I don't know what to do about it. There's no need talking about it. Whenever you get up into the hierarchy, they want to run it. And I guess that's what they're there for, to run it. But I've got a lot of very serious things to think about besides that. I've got to think about packing up a lot of clothes and stuff. And I've got to think about getting my big foot locker made, or my sea chest, and I got to think about getting it down to Saigon and getting it shipped out some way to the GSO. I don't know just how to do things. Maybe I'll find out for too long. I'll ask this guy that's here from Saigon how to get my suitcase, my gear, down in to Saigon and get her shipped out. I know I'll probably need a set of orders to get anything done. But just think of the good times we're going to have, honey, when I get back there and we got nothing but straight ahead, clear sailing all the way. We know what we're going to do. We're just going to take a vacation for a while and just bask in each other's, one another's company, huh? And we'll go up to the trailer camp and where we can relax and have a good time. And someplace, I don't think I'll go as long and not take a bath as I did the last time. I think that was too long. Where did we take a bath finally? I don't remember. But I know we got to take a bath, right? Well, I'm real anxious to get this bit over the next 2 months. My gout went away, by the way. My toes number one. I don't know whether it's coming back or not. Probably will. I'll have to get some certain kind of pills that they give for gout. It sure killed the pain and let the swelling go down and healed that thing. And I don't want no gout, man. Look out, gout. Well, in a couple of days you haven't got a tape. There's been no relinquishing of the love I have for you, sweetheart. It's growing stronger every minute. And I just as anxious as the day I married you. Been interrupted, but I think my channel was that there's been no... I haven't lost any love in the... since the last tape I sent. It's growing and growing and growing. And if it gets keeps growing like this, by the time you and I get to be 85, man, we're going to be the craziest two people in love that was ever in love, right? I think so. But this is the time to live. Now is a good time of life when you're mature and you got everything going your way and all that this worrying about whipping the world is behind you, and you can just scatter out and see the world and go here and there and do just as you want to do. Seems to me like, boy, there's nothing better than that. And just think, you and I are two healthy kids, and we'll just be moving all over. I guess we'll be moving all over. It gets tiresome moving, though, a lot of times. I was kind of happy to sit down in old Boulder when I got through with the Navy. And I don't know, I was trying to do a lot of the things that I shouldn't have been trying to do. I mean, I was thinking about a lot of things, and I should have been thinking about the more simple things in life. Because I found out, baby, that a lot of that scrabbling around is kind of four-flushing stuff anyway. I think the guys, I watch them out here, and the guys that are trying to make their big marks, they're kind of shallow. A lot of them. These FSOs have got, they're patriotic. They got a lot of interest in their job. They talk in a diplomatic language. They read everything, and they know every music, all the music and the paintings. They try to know all this. I guess that's part of their shenanigans, and it's just all they do is talk, yak 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 yak, and they don't say too much. They don't say anything that I want to listen to for some reason or other. But they're all real good guys, and number one, and in fact, here comes one of them right now, Mr. Ed Dillery. I want him to say howdy to you, honey.
Hello, Mrs. Williams. I guess Carl's told you that it's Tuesday night here, and we've been fooling around with the generator. You know, we have the city electricity every other night, and between Carl and I'm afraid we're pretty amateur mechanics on the generator, but at least we can read, which is more than our generator operator can do, so we've been having a lot of fun with that tonight. Carl cooked us up a real good pudding for dessert, which came from one of your real good packages. We sure do enjoy getting them. Only trouble is he seems like he's making two desserts every day. And I'm trying to be nice and skinny when I go home and see my wife in June, and he's not helping me at all. So, but I did want to let you know that we always are glad to see your packages anyway, even if they do make us fat.
There now, see? We're eating that stuff up like we're real hungry, and we're real healthy, too. Ed, if I can get him fat enough, maybe he can't move around the tennis courts fast, because he's always beating me here.
It's a good thing that he didn't tell you about the tennis game we had today, because he started out like a house of fire, but kind of cooled off and stretched there.
If he'd quit returning my serve, I'd win one. But he's a pretty good tennis player, along with the rest of his qualities, and we got a nice little setup here. A couple of us can get some athletics in now and then. But we do enjoy those packages. But I think you better let up until I get home, because we've got a whole locker full of them and got enough mixes and salad dressings for a long time. But they'll be here when I leave, and the people can enjoy them as much as we have anyway. Well, this tape's getting very short, honey, so I guess I better just get ready to sign off. Don't forget to tell Lou and Ruthie that we're all...